Zoom stands for Zone Outreach Objective and Mission and utilizes staff from various city departments to tackle issues. On Pine Avenue near 15th Street, one crew was removing a sign from an abandoned business, a sign that had violated city code. On 15th Street, another crew was filling potholes. Police and housing inspectors also participate in Zoom, identifying potential trouble spots. Nick Melson is the city administrator.
What you're going to notice that's different this year from Zoom, in our neighborhoods, we're doing a focus on the really bad actors. So when we go in and we look at the one or two really bad houses on the block, and we're going to hit them hard and often, and we're writing up for housing court, and we've worked with the courts and the prosecutor, and we're writing arrest warrants for folks that don't show up for housing court.
Melson added that to prove how serious they are, inspectors recently served one of the city's worst landlords at the airport on a holiday. This year, the Zoom team will begin along Pine Avenue between 15th and 18th Streets, move to other blocks downtown, and then tackle blocks along Main Street. Mayor Paul Deister explained why Pine Avenue can be looked upon as the city's true Main Street.
It's got the largest concentration of small businesses in the city. It is, of course, our Little Italy. It's got some famous restaurants. But Pine Avenue is changing, and it's great to see the local business people working together to try to make sure that even as the street changes, we preserve the things that made it attractive, not just to our community, but to tourists to start with.
Among the businesses along Pine Avenue is Michael's Restaurant, located closer to Hyde Park Boulevard. Mike Capizzi of Michael's Restaurant is also a member of the Pine Avenue Revitalization Project. While praising city leaders and workers for their efforts, he also called on the public to be part of the change.
This starts with us. Starts with me. Starts with every single one of you. I know times seem tough in the city right now, but a simple effort is grabbing a piece of paper, walking by, being nice to your neighbor, whatever the case may be, we could quickly turn this. I know it seems daunting, I know it seems tough, but it starts with our inner attitude.
The Zoom Team initiative was launched by the Deister administration in 2009. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.